Fallout Equestria, Prologue, of Pipbucks and Cutie Marks. If I'm going to tell you about the adventure of my life, explain how I got to this place with these people, and why I did what I'm going to do next, I should probably start by explaining a little bit about Pipbucks. What is a Pipbuck? A Pipbuck is a device worn on a foreleg just above the hoof, issued to every pony in a stable when they become old enough to start work. A blending of unicorn pony magic and science, your Pipbuck will keep a constant measure of your health and even help administer healing poultices and other medicine, track and organize everything in your saddlebags, assist in repairs, and keep all manner of notes and maps available at a hoof tap. Plus, it allows you to listen to the stable broadcast whenever you would like, as it can tune into and decrypt just above any radio frequency. And that's not all. A pony's Pipbuck generates an EFS, Eyes Forward Sparkle, that will indicate direction and help gauge whether the ponies or creatures around you are hostile. And perhaps most impressively, a Pipbuck can magically aid you in a fight for brief periods of time through use of the SATS. Stable Tech Arcane Targeting Spell. Oh, and a feature not to be forgotten, it can keep track of the location of tagged objects or people, including the wearers of other Pipbucks. So if a pony somehow got lost, don't ask me how you could get lost in a stable, but it does happen on occasion. Then any pony who knew the lost pony's tag could find them instantly. It can even be made to glow like a lamp. So yes, Pipbucks really are a testament to unicorn pony arcane science. And yes, having a Pipbuck is a big advantage. So with how wonderful and miraculous all that just sounded, it's hard to impress upon ponies who never lived in a stable just how ordinary, how pedestrian a Pipbuck was in the eyes of the ponies living in stable too. And why I was disappointed to have one as my cutie mark. Every pony in stable 2 had a Pipbuck. All that stuff I mentioned? Most of the ponies don't use even half of that. They just used it to tune into the stable broadcast, listening to the sweet, sweet voice of Velvet Remedy in the evenings or the latest school singing competitions during the day. The stable had 2 soccer leagues, one which allowed SATS and one which prohibited it. Otherwise, most ponies paid their Pipbucks almost no attention at all. The overmare issues each pony their own Pipbuck on the day of their cutie mark party, usually a day or two after you get the mark on your flanks that tells every pony what makes you special, what you're destined to be good at. Once it shows, the overmare knows what work to assign you. You know your place in the stable. So no, I was not thrilled that what made me special was something that every pony had, which was a lot like being told I wasn't special at all. Sure, getting a Pipbuck as my cutie mark could have meant I was destined to become an awesome Pipbuck repair filly or something, but in reality it was like getting a cutie mark of a cutie mark. Didn't help that I was the last pony to get her cutie mark. Not surprising in retrospect. Kinda tough to find what you're supposed to be good at when what you're supposed to be good at is something that you don't get until you've found what you're supposed to be good at. So I tried everything. I even tried to invent new things. As a unicorn pony myself, my innate magic allow me a level of fine manipulation that Earth ponies don't enjoy. Any pony can hold a key in their teeth and open a lock, but using multiple tools in a very delicate operation? That requires precision levitation, so I decided to learn to pick locks with a bobby pin and screwdriver. And I was even getting pretty good at it. Unfortunately, it didn't get me my cutie mark. It just got me into trouble. I even, to my humiliation, went through the CAT, Cutie Mark Aptitude Test, in the hopes it would guide me to what made me special. But no. My CAT was utterly average, with only marginally higher scores in a couple of areas, indicating that I might be suited for work as a Pipbuck technician or a stable loyalty inspector. 2 options I should note that were even less impressive when you considered that it was generally expected that unicorn ponies would go into either technical or administrative work. That is, except the unicorn ponies who are natural artists, like Velvet Remedy. As I said before, our inherent magic allows us the sort of fine manipulation that technical work demands. Likewise, the Overmare and her government were always unicorn ponies. It is the Overmare's unicorn magic, after all, that creates the false sunlight used to grow our underground apple orchard. And while our apples might not look like those beautiful red things in the old books, they are what keep us alive. It was only because they let me try my hoofs at both positions that I gained access to a pip buck before receiving my own. Otherwise, I might never have gotten my cutie mark. Oh, my name is Little Pip, go figure. I was given the name because I was the youngest and the smallest, and even my mother had the good sense not to call me Pipsqueak. Not that I don't love her, but when a filly's cutie mark is a glass of hot apple cider... Anyway, funny how names like that turn out sometimes. Pleased to meet you. Here's my story. Before I stumbled upon Fallout Equestria, I knew nothing about the Fallout series except that it was in a post-apocalyptic setting. Then I started to listen to a reading of Fallout Equestria and I was in awe. I loved it. And I bought Fallout 3 after that. For those of you who have played Fallout 3, you will find some very distinctive similarities in here. I have only played it like, I don't know, 3 hours so far, but I have already seen quite the similarities. I won't spoiler you for those of you who have not played Fallout 3, but I can tell you that the game and the fanfiction, there are elements that are quite similar. I like that, and certainly I enjoy this fiction. Sincerely yours, Visual Pony.